In the next Friday edition, we'll hear an interview with Assemblymember James Ramos of the 40th District Representatives of California. We'll be talking about a resolution that he presented through the State Assembly, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, bringing forth declaring that the month of May shall be acknowledged as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls Month. Assemblyman Ramos.
In the legislature and everywhere, right, in California.
Absolutely. Humboldt County, I think we have the largest numbers. It's been a long time in awaiting for something to happen like this.
Humboldt County has the largest missing or murdered?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it needs a lot of research, a lot of storytelling, and it needs some legislation and some follow-through, too.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. That's why we introduced originally AB 3099 that brought awareness to it. Actually, that bill was going towards the version of a hate crime, making it a hate crime to perpetrate, murder against Native American women, Native American people on federal Indian reservations. But we had to take amendments to it and brought it to where it is now, starting with working with the Attorney General to collect data and training with local law enforcement and tribal police to make sure that everyone is understanding the jurisdictions as far as following through and investigating these crimes.
Yes, absolutely. That was one of the questions of when that follow-up would happen, so that our experience has been someone goes missing and murdered off our reservation. Mm-hmm. And there's pulling teeth to get the law enforcement of that local area to pay attention.
No, it definitely is a problem, right? Those that, I grew up on the Samoa Indian Reservation, and early on, if crimes happened to our people outside of the reservation, sometimes law enforcement would see it as more of a, well, that's not our problem, that's more of the reservation or federal issue, right? When that's wrong. Certainly any crimes committed against anybody in the state of California, including Native American people, falls under the jurisdiction here in the state. Public Law 280 is to make sure that people are made whole, right? And so just that simple part of education still is something that we move forward. And missing and murdered Native American women and girls isn't something new to Indian country. We've been arguing this point for a long time. What's new is now bringing that advocacy into the state legislature, getting legislators to understand that this is a real issue, and so that we could continue to advocate, and working with then Attorney General Becerra to make sure that he understood that this was a big issue that we need to start to bring some resolve to, and now with Attorney General Bonta continuing to carry that forward is a task that we have, and to sit down and meet with him so that they truly understand that these issues that we're bringing up, certainly missing and murdered Native American women and girls, is something that might be new to others outside of Indian country, but it's something that we've been dealing with.
Absolutely. What would you say would be the most misunderstood aspect of this?
Well, I think getting some of the voices from outside of Indian country, other different groups, Latino Caucus, Women's Caucus here in the state legislature, African American Caucus, Asian Caucus, to start to understand these issues are still plaguing the California's first people, if not the nation's first people, so that when advocacy starts to move forward on women's rights, that we're not left fending for ourselves as far as addressing those issues, that now we would open up and have a whole community, a whole broad support base, at least here in the state of California. And that advocacy is working. Have you seen that with the introduction of AB 3099, where we've gotten strong bipartisan support on that bill, and the governor signed it into law? And also with our H.R. 40 just recently moved off the assembly floor with, again, bipartisan support. So that bipartisan support is there. Let's not just make it about a resolution. Let's make it about a commitment to continue to work together to address these issues.
So what will it take to move this into a funding type of action?
So AB 3099 starts to set the pace for that. It calls on the Attorney General to start to collect data, and it calls on increasing persons to start to collect those that data. So it adds to the to those inside his office, but it also alludes to a fiscal component that we actually, our office, submitted a request this year to actually for $5 million to meet that financial need within the Attorney General's Department of Justice. So that continues to be working through the legislature at this point now. We do anticipate being called up to sub 4 to testify why we need this funding. So having somebody in the state legislature, representation does matter, right? Being the first California Indian elected to the state legislature of Serrano and Cahuilla from Southern California does matter, because I'm able to work on these issues that are important to our people. No lobbying had to take place. We know this is an issue that plagues our people, just like suicide and social ills and the different mental health components. We continue to work on all those facets. So as long as we're continuing to work, we need the support that's out there of letters to come in to support these types of requests for budget. The bill itself, the H.R. 40 that took place, letters to legislators. I'm trying to do a lot of education here with the 80 members on the assembly, but if others were able to write letters and bring a strong focus to what's plaguing our people with missing and murdered indigenous people, as well as the mental health component, as well as the educational component, as well as all these different components that we've been talking about since the 60s, 70s, 80s. We're still talking about them now, but we need to make sure that get the support of others out there writing letters into members of the state legislature on these topics, right, on these topics. We get a lot of lobbying efforts coming our way on topics that deal with Indian gaming, which is great for some tribes, right, for many tribes that are out there. But the issues that we're talking about are issues that go deep within Indian country, at least here in the state of California, if not the nation. We should be giving just as much focus to these issues as we are on the other issues.
Yes, these lives are very important to us, and they touch a lot of people. We've got extended families, and a lot happens when somebody goes missing and murdered. So I'm really glad that you took this initiative to introduce this bill or this resolution. So how are you feeling about this?
I think it's good. I think raising the advocacy, and some don't understand, but you will. Every time we talk about an issue like this, it runs deep in culture, right? Our culture. We remember all those that we're fighting for here at the state legislature, bringing awareness to these and trying to bring justice to our people. And so for many, that present different bills, it's just a bill. But for me, every time I present on a bill like this, brings up memories and of those that are still buried in the grounds. And so I have to go out and sing songs, right, and my own culture to help me get through it. But we're going to tackle these because we have to. We have to be able to tell the rest of the state of California of the issues that still plague California Indians here in the state of California.
Absolutely, yes. You're wanting us to, as public people, to start sending letters to our assemblymen and legislators.
Oh, definitely. I mean, because that helps, right? Certainly, since we've been elected here now, I grew up on the Samawadney Reservation, was involved in tribal politics since 1996, and then ultimately tribal chairman, and then was on the Community College Board of Trustees in San Bernardino County, 2005, and then County Board of Supervisors, San Bernardino County, you know, in 2012 to 2018, and now in the state legislature. So all those, that journey, it was educating people about who we are along the way. Here at the state legislature, there could be a call to action, a call to action by those that, that listen to your program, that will listen to the voices that we're talking about, is that as California Indian people, we're far more than just gaming tribes. We're a people. We have ancestors that are still buried in the ground here in the state of California. We should move forward on stronger repatriation bills and getting those letters to other legislatures. They'll hear it from me, but when they start to see momentum moving on these issues, then it starts to open up their eyes and seeing the brighter picture of who we are, the bigger picture of who we are as California Indian people. California Indian people that still have higher statistical rates with mental health and suicide than any other group that's out there in the state of California. Education attainment gaps that, that still plague our people. And when we talk about truth and healing, well, then we owe it to our ancestors and to all those that are California Indian people to learn the true history of what has happened to the California people through the state of California. So all those are issues that we tried to bring forward, right, in the early 60s, 70s. Other groups have moved forward, but we're still stuck trying to convince people that bad things did happen to the California Indian people. I had a debate with another legislator that talked about the Spanish missionary period and how they think that that's part of cancel culture because I'm moving to have the local tribes here in the Sacramento area provide an option of a monument to the Indian people from the Sacramento area, Miwok Nisenan people. And it takes away the Juanpero Serra statue that came down during a protest. And so I've been battling against those that claim it's cancel culture, but yet when the Pope himself moved forward in 2015 and apologized for the horrid treatment towards Native American people, when he apologized for that and no meaningful discussion has taken place, to many legislators, they didn't even know the Pope apologized. And now to move forward and to be told that this is part of a cancel culture and conducting and condoning lawlessness when they have no understanding that cancel culture started against us. They canceled out our culture through the missionary system, through boarding schools, and as late as the 1970s with sterilization policies towards our women. That's the educational components that we need to educate people on here in the state legislature. And the Speaker of the Assembly granted me a California Native American Legislative Caucus. So I'm putting that caucus together with other legislators, right, that I could then start to move forward and educate them on the true impact that has happened to Californian people in the state of California. It's a big task. And every time that we get kind of weary, I remember all those that have happened, all those that have suffered, and all our ancestors that suffered those atrocities and genocide here in the state of California, and their voice calls out and says, tell them who we are. Tell them who we truly are as California Indian people. That's the call to action that I would like to see move forward, that letters start to come in. Letters come in on talking about who we truly are as California Indian people.
Absolutely. It was over 270,000 of us that were wiped mm-hmm. out when California started and left us remaining with 2% of our former number.
Oh, yeah.
So we're both descendants of that 2%. And we've been struggling ever since. And it has been an erasure action that still dismissing and murdered indigenous women and girls is still an erasure, an attempt to erase us out.
It definitely is. When you see nobody standing up and at least trying to bring closure to those cases or hold people accountable, you know, it's just another move that if we're not sitting in the seats here making these decisions, then it's another situation that no one's going to bring attention to because no one else is bringing it forward themselves. So representation matters. I think another call could be, you know, getting more California Indian people elected into the political system, whether it's on the local school boards, the county board, state legislature, federal government. We need more people, at least here in the state of California, to run for office. So we have that true voice.
So, well, getting focusing on you then, when did you run for assembly the first time?
So I ran for assembly in 2018. Prior to that, I was the elected county board of supervisors for San Bernardino County, the chairman of that board. Then prior to that, I was on the San Bernardino Community College board of trustees since 2005. And then while I was on the board of trustees, I was also tribal chairman for the people of Santos Manuel, the San Manuel tribal government. So we've worked our way, built our pedigree, as you would say, so that when I did run for assembly, that my pedigree could not be in question, right? We've served our community, sat in the highest positions at local government, and now I sit as the assembly member representing the 40th Assembly District. But it's a journey. There was a lot of obstacles that were in my way. But we overcame those obstacles. Obstacles where a person I was running against on the County Board of Supervisors claimed that I couldn't even run for office because I lived in a sovereign nation that wasn't even part of the United States. And so we had to do the educational component of the 1924 Indian Citizenship Act and how we do have the right to run for office and vote in America. That's how much education that people still need in this day and age in 2021.
I saw recently that there was a move to improve the education curriculum in California about California natives.
That's right. I have a bill, AB 1554 and ACA 6, that would start to move in the schools of California that in the third and fourth grade, you would learn about the local tribes in your own backyard. Then in the eighth grade, when you learn about California history, there's no way you can learn about California's history unless you include California's first people in that whole topic, the good and the atrocities that happened to our people. And then in the 11th grade, when you learn about governments, federal, state, local governments, that there would be a component of a tribal government system that's in there that many times supersedes many local jurisdictions in the state of California. That bill, I continue to move forward. I'm working on it. We anticipate having to have some discussions with CTA and the Department of Education so that we can work out the language in it, right, and come to an agreement and move that bill in January. That's another bill that if you could get letters writing in to support, it helps a great deal.
Okay, I can see a movement also for first water rights. Get that acknowledged.
Oh, yeah. We have so much work to do. Over 170 years of neglect of California Indian people in the laws that this state has moved forward with water rights, with fire, with all these different things that are out there. But yet we have to move at a pace that's acceptable, not only acceptable to the state legislature, but also to the Indian people. If we tackle too much and we can't bring some resolve to it, then we're held to, you're there, basically me, you're there in the state legislature, now fix all these things. I want to fix all these things, but we have to tackle them at a pace where we could bring some resolve to them.
Absolutely. You can't do everything.
Right?
Yeah. My goodness. I'm really glad you're there, and I want to help bring other people along with you because this is a monumental task to do.
It is, and you know, and I can't stress enough of getting more California Indian people elected into the political system. And if there's any time that we truly want to talk to those that are interested and how, you know, my journey of how I got here and some of the good, but some of the bad that's out there, obstacles that you would have to overcome, right, we're more than open to have that discussion.
Well, I'd like to jump on that one. Definitely, there's yeah, well, pull me in on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I got the radio station, I got the microphone, you know, I could do interviews, yes. I could help you out there.
No, I deeply appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for this insightful information about the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls declaration of the month of May.
Yeah.
And more is going to come. Now we need to get the restitution done too.
Oh yeah, we need to get that part done and designating May as Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Native American Women and Girls Month is a step in the right direction, but it doesn't solve. It's a time to bring that advocacy out, right? For op-eds to be written in major newspapers and enticing tribes that have the wherewithal to run commercials on TV, right? This is the stuff that makes us who we are. These are the things that we need to be standing up for in unity, not against one another, but in unity to bring these issues forward. There's many other things that Indian people will disagree within ourselves on, but this is one that we should all agree that we need to bring proper representation to this issue.
Well, the beginning of the rest of our life happens today.
That's right.
So thank you very much for all the work that you're doing. I'm really honored to have this interview with you. I look forward to many more.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to you and your people for putting on this radio and keeping people informed of what's going on in California and specifically with the California Indian people. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, definitely when you called and wanted to do this interview, I mean, we're more than open. I mean, it's a native radio, and we got to get more people engaged.
Yeah.
Know what we're working on.
Absolutely. Right? We need more journalists and more communicators.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we need more journalists, communicators. We need more educators. We need more public servants here in the House and the legislature.
Right.
In 2021, to be the only California Indian elected, Serrano Cuia, some say that's a great accomplishment, but to me, it's like, why is it taking so long for our people? Why aren't there more, right? So, you know, we have to make sure there is more, right?
Yeah, we got to build some more bridges.
Yeah, I mean, if I could do it, you know, anybody can do it. I grew up, right, in a mobile home. I grew up, had to overcome obstacles in my life and went to school and got my my education, right, my bachelor's and my master's degree. We're strong in culture and our songs on our reservation, or all those things, right? And I'm no different than anybody that's out there right now on Indian reservations or in the urban areas, right? I mean, if I can do it, you can do it. And I'll sit down and talk to them, you know.
Okay. We'll get this rolling.
Yeah.
Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
You take care.
You too.
The Friday Edition is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California. Produced, hosted, and engineered by Joseph Orozco. We thank you for listening.